Hey, welcome to the Weed Deliver Podcast. This is Scott. This episode, I am talking with Kevin McLeod. He was on, I think, episode 5, I could be wrong, but it was the episode about offensive things. And I'm talking with Kevin, and I'm talking with his girlfriend, and we talk about superpowers, superpowers. I didn't listen to this episode recently. So, yeah, we talk about superpowers, and we recorded this quite a few months back, many months back, actually, I think maybe over the summer. But it's a very fun episode. I think this is one of the most ADD episodes that I have so far, because we just kind of get up and walk around and talk about drinks and stuff along with everything else that we're talking about. So is, I think you like it. It's actually, yeah, and then actually we blah, 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 blah. This is me talking. Anyways, sit back and get some pizza and think about your answers for these questions as we listen.
I'm hitting recording now, so.
We're going?
Sure.
Make the call, sir?
Sure.
Let's see if we can get one.
I have two glasses.
It's Monday, they're closed.
We are so good at calling from here.
0-2.
All right, welcome to the Weed Delivered Podcast, the podcast that's 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Each episode we order some food, I sit down with some guests, and we talk about whatever topics we pull up on my cards. With me today, from a previous episode, I have Kevin McLeod.
Hello, everybody!
And then I have...
Anne Quintero.
Anne Quintero. I only know her first name is Anne. I didn't know the last name. But who wants to roll the die?
I got this.
All right.
Six.
That's
nine.
A nine.
There's a dot.
Oh, there's a dot. Oh,
there's a
that's
dot.
That's the littlest goddamn dot.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with the sixes and nines and the d20.
Sorry.
I grew up with D&D.
Sometimes,
this is my problem.
Sometimes there are lines underneath, but this one just has a dot.
Yeah.
But today we're going to talk about superpowers.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hmm. Good. I'm glad you approve.
Yeah, well, the last one was very uncomfortable for me.
We talked about things that were offensive last time.
Yes, we talked about offensive things.
See, that would have been my wheelhouse.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Then you should have been here last time.
Yeah, well.
Well, I'm sorry.
Before I knew who you were.
Yes.
All right, superpowers. First question. If you had one, if you could have, like, just choose one superpower... What would it be? Like, just any... Like, you can make it up. It could be real, fake. Obviously, it could be fake, because all superpowers are fake.
Yeah, well, all superpowers are fake. Yeah, that's a... Man.
I think I'd go with teleportation.
Nice.
That would make my life so much easier.
That's... That's nice.
Bam!
And it's also useful for recreation, because you think flying is a great superpower. But...
Screw that.
How long,
your hair.
How long would it take to get to Europe?
That's true.
How fast do you fly?
Well, let's assume I'm flying 500 miles an hour.
Doesn't your skin come off at that point?
Well, alright, well, let's see. Well, okay, so you can fly into space, and then you can, like, do it in, like, 90 minutes. Mm. You can get to anywhere in 90 minutes, but... And then you have the fun of... You know, I don't think that would be that much fun after a while.
And actually, I think the problem was you'd fly... You'd go, like, alright, I'm gonna fly there. Alright, I made it to Europe... Now, what city is it? I can't, like, you don't see the lines of what country, like, France
true.
Is over here somewhere.
Why are they color-coded, like, on the maps?
I just know, I'm heading towards a mountain, I can't see, what sign, where's the street sign, like, you're just glancing around.
You turned on your own radio.
Well, I'm sure you can get, like, like, you just do Google Maps.
Yeah.
Or Google Earth. And then you just zoom out, and you're like, okay, that's that. And then you zoom in, you know, you're pinching as you're flying down closer and closer. And you're like, hey, it's the place where I wanted to be. Sorry I'm late for the reservations.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd make reservations in a town in France while only speaking English, but I'm assuming
they
it's
all
possible.
Speak English. Yeah. Right now.
I'll have a reservation for 7 o'clock, and then you you realize that it's so many hours ahead. What's happening?
We got a call!
Oh.
All right.
You spelled her name wrong.
Sorry.
That's all right. We can edit this out. Or do we not edit?
I don't care. Right. No, I'll...
Oh, I missed the call.
Oh, okay.
We'll call it back later.
It was a good call.
I know, it was going to be fun. I was going to put her on speakerphone.
And then she'd have to answer the question. So, teleportation?
Yeah, totally.
Would you pick the same thing?
I can't think of a better one.
Because, like, reading people's minds is just, no.
Well, I don't even want to know, like, I won't ask people questions.
And you can't read
specifically because
faces.
I don't want to know what they think.
Yeah.
I think I would choose the power of persuasion.
Because, but then you'd never know how people really feel.
Well, you could, but like you can turn your power on and off. I mean, like you don't have to use your power. Like say, hey, what's going on this? And then, you know, I think it'd be cool because then you could actually you could say, you would even know even more with how they feel. Because like, oh, how's the steak? That's all right. Tell me how that steak is. It's,
oh, that's pretty good.
It's actually, yeah. It's better than your cooking. You're like, oh, shit. And then you throw some stuff down.
Yeah, but now you're taking away free will from people. And that seems to be a pretty precious property.
Yeah.
That's a really jerk superpower.
You're a jerk.
Great, teleportation is fun.
just trying to, you know, keep it real.
Yeah, I know.
You're in super.
Well, I just imagine if it'd be one of those cool things where someone's like bothering me, I'm just like, leave me alone. I'm like, oh, okay, see ya. And then they just go instead of, like, people just making, it's like, you could just easily just calm down a room. Like, all right, guys, stop. Calm down. Breathe. Talk about this calmly. Like, you end so many conflicts, though.
Yeah, you could. And you could also do that. It's like, all right, everybody calm down. And watch where I stand right now, and you will see an amazing experience. And then poof, and then you just teleport to the bathroom or whatever. And
I only have one trick.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, actually, I changed my mind. Yeah, power persuasion is stupid. Controlling time.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one.
So it's kind of like teleportation, but it could be funnier. Whenever I'm bored, like if I'm just laying in bed, I just think of what I could do if I could control time. I was like, hey, watch this. And then I'll just jump and then pause time and then just go somewhere else.
I was going to say it's like the end of a sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is a freeze frame.
Well, he's like, watch this. And you just jump in the air. And then to them, it looks like you just disappeared when you jump in the air. Oh, boy, that'd be great.
And actually, juices, I'm out.
And I would just do things to fuck with friends where I would put, like, they're like going to reach for their water bottle or something, and you pause time, and then you put it right in front of them. So when you unpause it, they just keep going through and just knock their stuff over. Or they go grab something, and then as soon as they lift it up, you pause and put it back on the table. Like, where did my cup? How did I miss that? And they pick up the cup again.
You can feign being psychic. It's like, oh, man, I really could use a sandwich. And then you go quick make a sandwich. It's like, oh, here you go. It's like, yeah, you can go go multiple ways. That's a good one, though.
I could use a sandwich. One like this? Holy shit.
Exactly.
Just pull it out of your pocket.
It's like, actually, I really don't care for liverwurst. Make me a different one.
And then you just have this endless fountain of sandwiches that you've been making.
Like, that's great. And they go the next day, and the bread's all gone. What the hell? Alright, so I said time, you said teleportation, what did you use?
I said I couldn't think of a better one than teleportation.
Okay.
Try.
Although flying is fun. Flying is always fun.
Do you fly in dreams?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
I do sometimes. Like one time I had a dream where I had to deliver, I had to pick up bicycles down the road. So what I had to do is I'd be at the house, I had the bicycles, and I'd ride my bicycle back to my house. But then if I laid down in air, I could, like, hover back to the house, but only to the house, not back.
Huh.
It was a weird dream, and it was stuck with me. Because all I'd do is just lay down, but it'd be, like, laying down on air, but, like, 3 feet off the ground, and then I would just zoom down the road to them.
So it's kind of like having an invisible hovercraft?
Yeah. An invisible hovercraft bed.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a thing that it's called ground effect. If you're a person who, because you can fly a plane before you're actually going fast enough to take off, you can fly just like a couple feet off the ground.
Yeah,
because it's ground effect. Mm-hmm. Air pushes you back up when you're right that close.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares.
No, I play video games. I know what you're talking about.
They model ground effect in video games.
I mean, kind of. Like, if you just keep, if you're playing a video game like Grand Theft Auto or something, and you're flying an airplane, and you just keep holding the accelerator, and you don't pull up, the plane just kind of goes, it's, you know, going, then it's just kind of, like, floating there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it just floats off the ground, and then you pull up.
Well, maybe they model it.
Or if you just pull up as soon as you're ready to fly, you can go up.
Then they wouldn't. That would not be...
Then I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's okay. There's three people out there who do.
Model of ground effect.
Yeah, ground effect. Look it up, people. The Bernoulli principle does not apply to anything.
All right. Okay. It could be the previous question or not. I'm not sure. But I wrote good or evil. Do you think if you took your superpower and you're like superpowered or whatever, teleportation or otherwise, do you think you would eventually become evil or start using them for evil and then become evil, or do you think you'd always stay good?
You're assuming that I'm not evil to start.
Yes.
Well, okay. So there's that.
That's why I said good or evil. Do you think...
Well, okay, now let's... Does it have to be good or evil, or is there some sort of neutral ground? Because I think I would be very selfish with my power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really use it for stuff that benefits me.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I would take it to the extent of doing harm to others, which is, I think, the definition of evil in my mind. That's how I define...
Well, let's say, for instance, you're teleporting, and you're like, oh, no, I lost my job, I gotta pay for my car. If I just teleport into a bank vault, grab a couple piles, I'm good. You know, that's theft.
Yeah, I don't think that I would do that, mostly because there are cameras.
In bank vaults at night, I guess.
Probably. Yeah, they probably would be. I don't know anything about security. I'm gonna
teleport behind the video camera and then smash it. And then take the things and then teleport out again.
Or just teleport and you walk up to an ATM, you hug it, and then teleport to your house.
Well,
so just,
well, then you have to bash your way in.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't pick you didn't pick teleportation because of, like, the personal gain it would give you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the convenience that it brings.
But still, you'll find, like, I'm wondering, over the years, though, will you start finding ways to just, like, oh, I'll do this, and then next thing you know, you're just...
Yeah, it could slide.
It could,
I suppose. I'd
probably just be delivering kidneys. Because, like, okay...
Are you being the man delivering them?
Yeah, well, somebody calls up and it's like, okay, we're in Memphis.
Like teleporting to a person's...
Okay, we're in Memphis. We got a kidney and needs to go to New Orleans. Okay, Memphis, bam, pick up the kidney. New Orleans, bam, here you go.
Thank you for the $500. See?
$500? My God. How much is that worth? That's worth a lot more than $500.
Oh, yeah, it's worth more than that, but I'm talking about being neutral. I mean, it's very little effort, I presume, for me, because I'm a teleporter. So $500, I think, is a nice hefty fee for me, like, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Done. Kidney delivered.
You do it out of the niceness of your heart, but at the same time, like, well, I'm not at my job right now.
Since I apparently got fired.
Well, it doesn't, not in this, not every scenario you get fired, but what if? Like, what if your house just explodes with cats? And then...
Explodes with cats.
I don't know. Yes.
Like
there's a cat infestation.
Yeah. Like, what if they found out that cats are like gremlins, and if you get them wet, they just keep popping up everywhere?
Yeah.
And then the house had a leak while you're gone teleporting to your vacation.
I'm speechless.
This is what goes through my head all day.
Yay!
Cat explosions?
Well...
No. Just whatever.
I'm really refraining from making the dirty joke right now. So anyway.
What?
I get it.
Vaginas. Kevin doesn't.
Vaginas.
Exploding.
Vaginas exploding. Was that the
cat,
joke?
Cat, pussy, vagina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I was hoping for better.
What? You know me!
I do.
That's it. That's the level of my humor.
I was going to say, if my house blew up from pussy explosion, I don't think that'd be a bad thing.
There you go.
Unless it wasn't me. Unless I wasn't home.
I mean, I suppose you could invite up our Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot. The band?
Yeah.
There's only like three of them.
Yeah.
Aren't we all members of Pussy Riot? Really, at heart?
I don't know how to play instruments.
Pussy Riot is more of a political movement than just a band. I mean, they're a band, but it's the whole thing.
Okay.
So next question. Do we have a next question?
All right. Now imagine you have superpowers because, okay, I know this whole thing is with superpowers, yeah. But now no one else on Earth will have superpowers. You just have, like, your teleportation, or let's say only three of us
All right.
have superpowers.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Do you think who, and then let's say three other people are arch nemesis, your arch nemesis, my arch nemesis, and her arch nemesis.
Yeah.
Are out there.
Okay.
And they get powers based on us because that's how comic books work. What do you think your arch nemesis powers would be?
The anti-power of teleportation. Probably stasis.
I'm gonna stay here real good.
No, they would force other people to stay wherever they were real good.
I like my idea better.
Okay.
So like a...
Can't move me.
Like a force field?
Like a local time stop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd almost be mine then, too.
That's a Marvel superpower, isn't it? Marvel superpower?
They're actually... Stasis? Yeah, there's Who does actually... That? I don't remember her name. There's a new character, like a new X-Men, who like can make a dome of like time stopping.
Hmm.
And yeah, I stopped reading that comic. But I suppose that would actually make all three of our arch nemesis.
Well, I mean,
would that be a form of telekinesis? I mean, like a limited form.
Does that mean telekinesis to move at a distance?
Or, well, I mean, to control movement, theoretically, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, that's different. I was thinking stasis, which means, like, time would actually...
Oh, time stops.
Yeah, like, time would actually, like, stop in a particular region, yeah.
I suppose that would be, like, if you had to take the opposite of what you are, like, you move in space and they move in time. That would kind of make sense.
Mm.
So then I would have someone that moves in space, and then you would have someone that moves in time. So in other words, we could be arch nemesis. I might be your arch nemesis.
That's entirely possible.
We started out as friends. Then something happens where I drop pizza on your floor.
Yeah.
And then knock over your bottles of booze.
That would be the bigger problem.
Yeah. God.
I just take your Sambuca or whatever was it? Fernet Branca.
Fernet Branca, yes.
And I throw it through the window.
Yes.
He's got more.
I do have more bottles of Fernet Branca.
Okay.
In case that one goes. That's but... Fine. But, I mean, there is an end. Yeah. There is an end. I don't have the superpower of limitless alcohol.
It's true.
Oh, that should be your superpower.
That's not a...
That's more of a hobby.
And I think I've come really close to having that superpower as it stands, so...
I know. Some of the bottles on the wall you have, like...
Yeah.
I've seen them... Like, I've seen them in stores, and I've always wondered what that is.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a whole collection of things like that. And stuff I've never seen.
Sure. Let's go. What do you want?
No, not
What do you
right,
want to know about?
Let's experiment.
Oh, yeah. What's sage?
Sage. Oh, there you go.
Oh, that'll be
Let
fun.
Let me grab that.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll get you the pretty glass.
What is snap?
That's another thing.
It just says snap on it.
Yeah, I know.
Is it like Snapdragon stuff?
No, it's more, okay, you know, like ginger snaps?
Oh, God.
It's got kind of cookie elements to it. It's very kind of like baking spicy.
You want to try sage or snap?
Oh, dear. I guess.
Okay. let's go with the snap, because sage is more... It's like a gin without the juniper.
Okay.
It's got all sorts of botanicals in it, and it's really...
I just realized that could also... Alcohol... The power of alcohol could be my arch nemesis as well, because if you have alcohol, you... pass through time without remembering it.
Ah.
And then, like, that could be my issue. I go through time, and then he's like, oh, you lost 6 hours. I'm like, where did my 6 hours go? He's like, I'm not going to tell you.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so this is snap. You don't drink the whole thing. Just take a sip of it.
Superpower,
snap. Who's this made by?
Art in the Age.
Art in the Age.
Oh. Ugh. What? It tastes like Christmas hates me.
Yeah, that's about right. Here you go.
Because I don't know if I've ever tasted it.
Yeah, it tastes like if you're at a Christmas store and what you smell is like fire in your mouth.
Well, it's fire. It's got the baking spices and it's got the...
It's like a bad cinnamon candle.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
So anyway, that's what that was.
Arch nemesis power. All right.
You know what? I bet you that would be good in hot chocolate.
The snap?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you're right.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You were saying, sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going on a nice question.
Or turned into a powder and sprinkled on cupcakes.
Yes.
Turned into powder?
Yeah.
Whoa.
How do you turn alcohol into powder?
With tapioca.
You put tapioca pudding in your...
No, not tapioca pudding.
Tapioca powder.
Are we want to do science on this, or do we want to talk about superpowers?
Superpowers are science.
All right. Let's go.
This conversation led to booze because we were talking about the topic. I mean,
all right.
Well, while you're in there making powder,
yeah.
What with your power of teleportation, what would your weakness be?
What do you mean, like?
Like, what do you? You'd have to have a weakness because you can't just like, oh, boom, 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 done. You have to have like some sort of limit. Or like what kind of weakness would you
gain power from killing somebody's pet?
No, like you could only teleport 3 times in one day, or or you could what was the question I was making? Oh, like you can only teleport to a place that you can see.
Yeah, that would be a good.
Because I mean, obviously, if you've been there before, you can go there. But I don't know if that would work or not, because then people might be in the standing in the
Yeah, that can get very, very awkward, that. But I mean, that's a very reasonable one. That's kind of what I was thinking about.
Where you have to, you have to end up, like, 200 feet off the ground. You have to parachute everywhere. That would be annoying.
Oh, yeah.
That would be.
I'm trying to find, here we go.
I kind of missed my luggage limit. What?
I was trying to find the tapioca.
Or if you could teleport, but it's not instantaneous.
Oh, it takes the same amount of time as if,
no.
if you
flew. In the meantime, you're just like in some sort of alternate reality. Just go, alright, we're going to read Vanity Fair again.
I'm going to be in Jupiter. Going to be in Jupiter 43 years.
Like, I'm going to say, like, if you, like, the amount of time it takes to get there in normal time, it's a fraction of that. So if you went to Paris, you'd, like, it'd take you an hour to, like, disappear then reappear.
Okay.
But if you went down the street, it would take like 5 seconds.
Well, all right. So I have a question. Where would you be in the interim?
I don't know. Like in my mind, it's like Star Trek where you're like, you're phasing out. And then once 50% of your body or more has went over, then you start seeing it in there. And you're just like, you just see yourself coming together. But you're not.
That would certainly make you very, very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Or you could be like jogging through hyperspace so that you're not in either place exactly.
Yeah. Well, that would suck. Teleport. But you have to walk. You have to like run from this end to that end. Fuck. That's why I wanted to teleport so I didn't have to walk.
Yeah, well, but you. Yeah, but you only have to walk like 3 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, let's check.
Maybe it's Carrie. Or maybe it's pizza.
Hello, it's Amy.
Hey.
This is.
There is so much pollen. It looks like it's snowing.
I know.
Don't worry about. She
stopped and got some.
We are currently recording a podcast, so welcome to the podcast.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
If you had to have a, Amy. If you had to have a superpower, what would it be?
Some power.
Superpower.
It's not a simple question.
No, it's not.
I can only pick one. Oh, the ability to have any superpower I want. Yeah.
That's a meta. That's a meta superpower.
That's like saying I wish for a million wishes.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Denied.
Well, I'm imagining.
We'll keep going.
I'm imagining that it's.
What will be the first real one you would wish for?
Well, the problem is, I'm imagining like only you have the superpower. So you're the only person in the world that has a superpower. So if you have every superpower, you only have yours.
Then I'm Bogarting.
Well, then you have the superpower to wish superpowers on other people? Get to convey superpowers to other people?
That would be fun.
It'd be kind of cool.
Like being like a genie. Just granting other people's wishes all the time. How about, yeah, if I could make somebody happy with the snap of a finger and they'd be nice to me, yeah, let's do that one.
Snap, be nice to people? That people be nice?
Yeah.
See, that's almost like mine.
That is almost like yours.
It's true.
And both of you.
Power of persuasion.
That was yours or here?
I was saying power of persuasion. Like, then there's no freedom.
Well, no, it's not that there's no freedom. It's just that you're denying other people free will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you're like...
They can deny me, but they're just going to be happy about it.
Okay, so you want to be, you know, Mistress Prozac or whatever.
Sure,
I mean,
yeah,
okay.
Why not? I'll be Princess Prozac and I can wear a tiara and possibly a tutu.
I think it's required.
I didn't even think.
Possibly wings.
And the cape. No, I'm going to wear a cape.
All right.
Superheroes have to have capes. There's law. It's a law of the universe.
I didn't even think of what our names would be for superpower.
I like that.
What?
What would your superhero name be?
I think it would be largely the same as my actual name.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Do I need a secret identity? I'm Kevin, and I can teleport.
Well, you said you wanted to deliver kidneys. You could deliver kidneys like...
Kidney man!
You would just call the phone like, hello, this is
Kevin. Kidney Kevin!
This is Kevin?
This is Kevin.
Oh, yeah. No, I would, and I will tell you why. Because now your name becomes synonymous with awesomeness.
I suppose.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen
but then
before.
But then everyone would know you.
Hey, that happened already. What?
I'm just saying, if you like, if everyone knows, hey, Kevin's the guy that teleports.
Yeah.
But then people are like, well, I don't want him to teleport because he'd go in my house and touch my children when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, and then everyone hates Kevin. But if you're like, oh,
Why did we jump straight to Kevin the teleporter as a pedophile? why was that the first
because
step?
That's what people are most afraid of, I think, is their kids being pedophiled.
Is that a verb?
Could be.
It is now.
They don't have their
Predatorized.
I say.
Yeah, I like predatorized.
Touched.
Predated.
In their no places.
I think if anyone is going to be worried about something, they'll be worried about people coming to their house and touching their kids. That's what I'm just saying.
This is going to a dark place. I came in here with Princess Prozac powers, and you're ruining it.
See, I am evil. I could be evil.
Hey, you want to make alcohol into dust?
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, for those of you listening along at home, I am currently mixing in some sort of N-Zorbit, which is a tapioca-based powder.
Could you just eat that?
Yeah, you can eat it.
I want to eat some.
Oh god, it might.
Let me get you. It's going to be crazy.
Are you guys going to start snorting vodka?
We're not snorting vodka.
Snorting vodka.
Vodka's for losers, man. We're going to snort whiskey.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm in.
Would it like absorb into my hand? Because my hand is. I'm a human.
Well, I just don't want to. Because this pours out really, really fast. There you go. There's a spoonful.
Get it in your beard.
Of tapioca powder.
What happens if you get.
Is this like...
Whoa! Nope. What just happened?
You just did the...
I don't know. I've never seen anyone try that. Drink water. Just drink.
My mouth turned slimy.
Oh, yeah. Tapioca will do that. By the way, do you know that tapioca comes from the cassava root?
Learning.
Also known as the
yucca.
What's
a cassava?
Cassava root, also known as yucca, is very common in Latin American and African cooking. It is starchy like a potato.
Oh, yeah. I a lady at work ate that once.
It's tasty. It's good.
All right. Potato-related superpowers. Go.
You could...
The Great Masher.
You have the power of spitting gravy.
The French fry, and you have to speak with a horrible accent.
That was a horrible accent.
Terrible.
You have
terrible.
Terrible. You might, if you have like you have special skills where you have you're good at sword play.
Wait,
so you can cut people.
Oh, and like, yeah, Julianne.
Yeah, and waffle fries.
Yeah. Nice.
The waffler.
What's your potato power, Kevin?
I think the waffler is that's a good
one. That's a good one.
Because everyone would underestimate you. They'd think, yeah, he doesn't know what he wants. And then you're like, oh, watch this.
You could be the scallop and really confuse people.
There you go, the scallop. Or,
nice.
Or if someone...
the great gratin.
You can bake them... You can bake them from the inside out like a baked potato.
So that, do you have to wrap them in foil first?
You could.
Don't baked potatoes bake from the outside in?
I bet you,
maybe.
Oh my god!
Is that, no ice at the door.
I'll bring the money.
Your uniform is made of aluminum foil if you're that guy.
It is indeed pizza. Oh. Pizza's here.
Is aluminum foil your kryptonite if you're that guy?
It could be.
Ooh.
That's your kryptonite. But then... Or... I don't know. Oh, that'll work. But
we have food.
We have food, so that means that the podcast is over. I'd like to thank my guests today, Kevin.
Thank you McLeod, for having me.
And Jurkovins Granini. What was it?
Quintero.
Quintero. And special guest Amy.
Yay!
All right. Well, thanks for listening again.